All right, so get this.
Okay.
We are diving into a treasure chest of Steve Jobs anecdotes today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've sent us a ton of stories,
Okay.
some legendary, some surprisingly under the radar,
Yeah.
and all promising a glimpse into this tech titan.
This will be good.
It will be good.
Yeah.
So to make sense of it all, let's
Yeah.
break it down.
Okay.
We'll start with a theme that pops up again and again in your requests:
Yeah.
the power of focus.
Okay.
We've got stories about Jobs agonizing over the exact orientation of a logo,
Wow.
demanding a single clarinet be removed from a whole soundtrack, almost obsessive.
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's where things get interesting.
Yeah.
This wasn't just about being picky.
Right.
It was about a fundamental belief in simplicity and user experience. Think about the iMac launch in 1998. They dropped a bombshell.
What's that?
No floppy drive.
You're kidding. The Bondi Blue iMac, the translucent case that was huge, but ditching the floppy drive?
Yeah.
That was unheard of.
Unheard of. Jobs declared the floppy disk dead.
Wow.
And whether people were ready or not, he dragged the tech world along with him. It's a
Wow.
perfect example of how his intuition, or maybe his stubbornness, actually shaped how we interact with technology even today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder,
Yeah.
was that just Jobs being Jobs, or was it a calculated risk?
Right.
I mean, we've also got a mountain of anecdotes under Relentless Drive and its price.
Oh, yeah.
2 a.m. phone calls, brutally honest feedback,
Yeah.
that infamous reality distortion field.
No question, Jobs' intensity was legendary.
Right.
But remember the story about Jobs and the janitor?
Oh, yeah.
It's classic Jobs using a simple story to illustrate a much bigger point.
Right, the whole reasons matter at different levels thing. Honestly, it felt kind of harsh when I first heard it.
It is,
Yeah.
but it's also incredibly insightful.
Okay.
Jobs believed that at a certain level of responsibility,
Right.
it's not about explaining yourself, it's about owning the outcome.
Right.
It makes you think about leadership, about corporate culture. Is that kind of decisiveness what it takes to drive true innovation?
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right.
But even with all that drive, there are surprising glimpses of generosity and empathy, right? Like, we've got this story of Jobs comforting a colleague who was going through a really tough time.
That's right.
Yeah.
He could be incredibly compassionate when you least expected it.
Yeah.
That story about him sitting with his colleague for hours after her father passed away, just listening and sharing stories,
Oh, wow.
it really challenges the perception of him as this cold, unfeeling machine.
It's a good reminder that there are always multiple sides to every story, especially when it comes to someone as complex as Jobs.
Right.
But speaking of complex, we've got to talk about that line between confidence and control.
Sure.
That's where this whole reality distortion field thing comes into play, right?
Remember the story about the iMac development?
Yeah.
When Jobs' team insisted there was simply no room for a floppy drive in the new design, he didn't argue with the technicalities. He simply said, "No worries, disk drives are over the hill."
Wow.
He literally willed his vision into existence.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it, but let's be real, it couldn't have always been smooth sailing. There
Right.
must have been times when that certainty rubbed people the wrong way.
Oh, absolutely. There are plenty of stories about Jobs' less than flattering moments. Remember his reaction to the Zune?
I don't think I do.
Okay, so when a reporter brought it up,
Yeah.
Jobs simply quipped, "Was he inebriated? Do you even know anyone who owns a Zune?"
Oh, wow.
Brutal.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Talk about throwing shade.
I know.
It's almost like he couldn't even conceive of someone having a different opinion,
Right, yeah.
especially when it came to technology.
Yeah, and that's the heart of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that single-mindedness, that utter conviction, a key ingredient in Apple's success?
Right.
Or did it come at a cost? And if so, what was the price?
These are the questions, right?
They are.
And we'll dive into more of these fascinating stories, these telling moments, right after this quick break. All right, so we're back and ready to dig into more of these Steve Jobs anecdotes you've sent in.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these little stories, these behind-the-scenes moments, can reveal so much.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like each one adds a new brushstroke
Yeah.
to the portrait of this incredibly complex and influential figure. Where should we go next?
Well, we talked about Jobs' demanding side, but there's also that story about the Think Different campaign, right?
Great.
He almost scrapped the whole thing because he was worried about seeming egotistical. It's kind of endearing when you think about it.
It's true.
Yeah.
He was apparently really wrestling with it.
Right.
He even said, people already think I'm an egotist, and putting the Apple logo up there with all these geniuses will get me skewered by the press. Imagine Steve Jobs, concerned about bad press.
Can you imagine? But then, of course, he goes with his gut.
Right.
Says, screw it. It's the right thing.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It makes you wonder, did those moments of self-doubt, that willingness to at least consider another perspective, did that actually contribute to Apple's success?
It's a fascinating thought.
Yeah.
Maybe a little self-awareness, even for someone as famously self-assured as Jobs, it can be a powerful tool.
Right.
Speaking of powerful,
yeah.
What about the story of the iPod Shuffle autograph?
Oh, yeah.
This one always makes me chuckle.
I love the story.
It's great.
It's Jobs at his most unpredictable.
Right.
This is a guy who famously hated signing autographs.
Yeah.
But then he goes and signs an iPod Shuffle for a fan.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, he writes, I love my shuffle on it.
Oh, wow.
You can practically hear his smirk.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
And the best part.
Yeah, what's that?
That iPod Shuffle later ended up on eBay.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine being that fan? You get your iPod signed by Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be a collector's item.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
I know, right?
Okay. This next story is a wild one.
Okay.
The FedEx near leak.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
It really does.
Yeah.
Picture this.
Yeah.
This is casually signing for a FedEx package. Just another day at the office, right?
Right.
But hidden underneath that package,
yeah,
is the prototype for the very first iPhone.
What?
He just casually slips it out of sight as the delivery person watches.
No way.
Talk about cool under pressure.
That's wild.
I know.
It's brilliant, really, creating this air of mystery, getting everyone talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he understood the power of hype before anyone else.
Right.
But speaking of Jobs and his attention to detail.
Okay.
We can't forget about the upside-down Apple logo debate.
Oh, right.
It seems so insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
But it totally encapsulates his obsession with the user experience.
It really does.
Yeah.
He was adamant that when you opened a laptop,
yeah,
the Apple logo should be right side up for asterisk. You asterisk A, not for everyone else looking at your screen.
I can only imagine the arguments that must have happened behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
Designers tearing their hair out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's those little details,
yeah,
that commitment to seeing things through the eyes of the user,
yeah,
that made all the difference.
True.
But then, amidst all these big, bold stories,
yeah,
you have these moments of quiet reflection, like the unsent letter to Steve Wozniak.
Oh, yeah, that letter is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
It gives us this raw, unfiltered glimpse into their a complex relationship, the admiration, the frustration, maybe even a tinge of regret.
It's a good reminder that even the most public figures have private struggles, unspoken words, relationships that shape them in ways we'll never fully understand.
Right.
And speaking of relationships,
yeah,
what about those stories where Jobs interacts with everyday people?
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember the one about him watching the trampoline installation?
I've heard about this.
Wait, seriously? He watched them install a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not only did he watch it, he even got in and tested it out himself.
Are you kidding?
It just shows how his curiosity, his passion for understanding how things worked, wasn't limited to technology.
Wow.
He was engaged with the world around him, even in the most unexpected ways.
That's wild.
I know.
It's like that other story.
What's that?
The one where he called a young intern at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
To get his opinion on something.
To get his opinion on something.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting that call?
It would be terrifying.
Really?
But it also shows how much he valued different perspectives.
Right.
Even if his way of seeking them out was unorthodox.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Right.
But those stories about his management style.
Yeah.
Now those are something else.
Yeah. The guy had a reputation.
He did.
Remember that poor CEO who got ripped apart in front of his entire team?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a tough boss.
Tough, but also effective.
Right.
Jobs' commitment to excellence was absolute.
Yeah.
And he expected nothing less from everyone around him, regardless of their title or position.
It's clear that he wasn't afraid to make people uncomfortable if it meant pushing them to do their best work.
Right.
But was it always the right approach?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did the ends justify the means?
I guess that's what we're left with, right? Trying to reconcile these different sides of Steve Jobs.
Right.
The good, the bad, and everything in between.
It's the paradox of a visionary.
Right.
He was demanding, uncompromising, even ruthless at times.
Mm-hmm.
But he also pushed people to achieve things they never thought possible.
So we've journeyed through this collection of Steve Jobs anecdotes you've sent.
Yeah.
And it feels like we've only scratched the surface of this complicated, contradictory figure.
It's true. There's so much more to unpack, right? But even with these glimpses, these moments in time,
yeah,
it raises that central question we started with.
Okay.
Was Jobs' genius inseparable from his flaws?
Was that intensity, that almost obsessive drive for perfection, essential to Apple's success? Could he have revolutionized entire industries, from personal computing to music to the way we use phones, without being so Will Jobsian?
It's the question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer.
Right.
On one hand, you have these incredible products, this legacy of innovation that's almost impossible to overstate.
Yeah.
But then you hear stories about the way he treated people, the harsh criticisms, the relentless pressure.
Right. It's like, was it all worth it? If you were one of those engineers working late into the night because of a last-minute change Jobs demanded, would you say it was worth the stress, the sacrifices?
And that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Because for some people, it was worth it.
Right.
They were inspired by his vision, challenged by his expectations, and ultimately they created groundbreaking work because of it.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's the paradox, right? You can recognize the incredible impact Jobs had on the world, even admire his drive and determination without necessarily condoning every decision, every interaction.
It's about nuance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Acknowledging the complexities of a person, a legacy, even a company like Apple. Because let's be honest, we all love our iPhones.
Right.
But there's a whole history behind them, a story that's both inspiring and at times deeply unsettling.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Steve Jobs' anecdotes, we're left with more questions than answers. But maybe that's the point. Maybe the real value is in grappling with those questions, in recognizing that success isn't always linear, and that even the most brilliant minds have their shadows.
And perhaps, just perhaps by understanding those contradictions, those complexities, we can learn to navigate our own paths a little better. Striving for excellence, of course, but never losing sight of the human cost.
Well said. So as you reflect on these stories, think about this. What resonated with you most? What lessons, positive or negative, can you apply to your own life, your own work? Because ultimately, that's what makes these deep dives so fascinating. They're not just about the past. They're about understanding the present and shaping the future. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.